Hello and welcome to Last Time on Video Games, bonus episode 3, because we made Animal Crossing the best episode, but we decided to be a little humble and call it bonus episode 2 instead of best episode 1.
Well, you can't have best episode 2, so...
That's true. My name is Jeremy.
I'm Tyler.
I'm filling in for Zach.
This is Zach again, son of, well, actually, it's
Hey,
Alex.
I'm nobody's son, I'm Alex.
I think we used the Zach again joke too much.
Oh, well. We should tone back on it so it stays a meme.
That's a weird running gag to have. It's not the one I would have guessed would be our running gag.
We have a couple.
Hey, I'm a running gag.
What kind of gag?
You better go catch it.
Prince Albert?
Anyway, today we're going to be talking about Kirby's Adventure, the second game we played for this podcast before it was a podcast.
Back when it was a text ramble. We had probably close to like 20 pages of IM back and forth about this.
They were usually about 30 when we were doing them like that.
Holy
really?
Crap.
And that was before editing.
That was before editing, but with spaces after each send.
Yeah, the enter or the X or new line between each comment.
We'd go for longer than the podcast usually.
Yeah. On the other hand, I feel like it's easier to speak, and therefore you can get things out more quickly than you can type.
There's a lot of that, and... we're together now in the same location, which with an hour drive is probably a good thing.
Indeed.
It's acceptable. I can see your dumb face more.
Aww.
Nice face.
Hi.
So Kirby, let's talk about Kirby because I'll start because I'm the one who is not a big of a Kirby guy. My introduction to Kirby was Kirby's Dream Land, I think 2, but maybe it was 1, on my friend's Game Boy at recess because that was the only Game Boy game he had. And we would, you know, sit on the playground and play Kirby, and the teacher would yell at us for not sportsing.
Is that the first one with animal friends in it?
Kirby 3 we also played, and that has animal friends. I don't remember which is which. They sort of blur in my head.
I know at least one of two of them have animal friends, and I can't remember which.
I think it's Kirby 2 and Kirby 3, but yeah. I'm not sure. And then I played Kirby 64 years later on the N64.
Oh, man. These were your introduction to Kirby games?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Kirby 64 lets you build a Darth Maul lightsaber. That's cool.
That is
true. Exploding shurikens.
Yeah, exploding shurikens are empirically the best weapon in that game. So
empirically the best weapon ever.
Yeah, exploding shuriken. I can't throw shuriken with great accuracy, so
exploding,
it's...
Exploding, burning, shuriken!
Oh man, we need 3 powers now, so you can just add flame to it. And then he needs to give a speech. Hi!
then later you made me play Superstar and Return to Dreamland. And I think that's it. I've never played Epic Yarn.
You poor deprived soul.
Yeah, a little sad.
Epic Yarn is a fun game.
We'll loan it to you. It's okay.
I don't think it's really a Kirby game, but it's a. I actually enjoy it, so.
Epic Yarn is the only Kirby game I've ever actually played. My introduction to the Kirby franchise was when I watched my brother play through Kirby and the Crystal Shards back when I was, like, less than 20. I don't know. It's been a while. They all sort of blur together. More than 10 and less than 18?
Those teenage years. Them kids! I was on their lawn!
I was the lawn.
In an alternate reality, I was the lawn.
On the lawn!
I am the Eggman.
I am the walrus. Coo-coo-coo-choo. I didn't beat you to it. We got there simultaneously. We climaxed together.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Take notes, Alex.
Okay, Tyler, next time we're in bed, we'll talk about Kirby.
The Beatles, come on.
What?
We had to get to the Beatles by way of segue from Kirby, though.
I feel like that's actually not that hard. It may appear hard at first, but...
Alex doesn't like the Beatles, so...
I don't like the Beatles. I find them bland and irritating. Who's in the sky with diamonds?
Oh man, have you ever listened to Tame Impala?
No, I don't think so.
I listened to an album by them recently that this guy I work with had me listen to, and it was okay. I liked it alright, but the entire album was like if Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds was an album.
Huh. It doesn't sound like the worst album.
No, it's
not. It wasn't very good.
Did you listen to it?
Yes, I remember that. I'm like, this sounds like the Beatles. And you're like, oh yeah, this is Tame Impala. I'm like, who the hell names a band Tame Impala?
Yeah, we heard them on the radio recently. And I'm like, holy crap, Tame Impala. I just heard about these guys from this guy I work with.
And then what's his name? The Electric Somethings.
Oh, yeah. Why can't Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros.
Huh.
That's like Electric.
Yeah, it's not a bad band name. I really want a machine for pigs to become the new Electric Boogaloo.
Did you watch? I shared a video on Google+. It was a true facts about the sea pig if you watched it.
No, I don't think so.
I demand you watch it. It's hilarious.
Have you ever seen the True Facts videos?
A couple of them, yeah.
It's pretty... I think this might be the best one. It's pretty amazing. At any rate...
Feel free to edit this section out.
No, or we can link to it.
Link to... I want everybody on the podcast to watch True Facts about the sea pig.
I was going
to
say, and by we mean Tyler, because Tyler's inevitably going to make the show notes.
I occasionally link you things to put in the show notes.
That is true, like the Slobo shirt.
Yeah. All right. So, Kirby, this was, we thought, the first Kirby game. That's why Tyler and I chose it. Or I guess Tyler technically chose it. But it's technically a sequel to Kirby's Dream Land on the Game Boy.
Which I've played now, so...
Like I said, it was one of my firsts. But I thought this came first, and it's beautiful.
Yes.
It's an NES game. That's why we assumed it was first in line, because the NES is old as crap. But it came out in 1993, and it's beautiful. This is the NES game the gods told us of.
Remember when Jesus was like, "Ye, and you shall have a handheld gaming device, and then we'll make a brick, and it'll have awesome games"?
I must have missed that section of the Bible.
Yeah, no, that's what he was talking about, was the NES, and specifically this game.
Oh!
In addition to being beautiful, it has 3 save files. Real-life save files. 3 of them on the NES. I guess Zelda did as well, but none of the games I had as a kid had save files.
Mega Man X didn't have them.
This game actually came out after Mega Man X.
Really?
Mega Man X is 1992, this is 1993.
I am constantly surprised by how many games came out for the NES after the Super Nintendo launched. It's a lot.
Mario RPG came out after the N64 launched.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I feel like Mario RPG could have been on the N64.
FIFA 2013 is coming out on the PS2.
What? Really? I thought they had stopped releasing games for the PS2 finally.
Nope. FIFA 2013 is coming out for the PS2 next year.
Because the PS3 flopped.
Well, it's because of that, and PS2s are super common in South America, and lots of people in South America play FIFA.
Sucker! Goal!
The PS2 was the single most popular game system ever made.
Yeah, it's still a bestseller. Although, Wii Sports is now the best-selling game of all time, because it was packed in with the Wii.
Yeah, well, fair enough. Gotta say, I got the Wii U, and by I mean Alex decided we needed one, and it's amazing.
Tyler was pining after the Wii U. He's like, "Oh, it's shiny, and it's got..."
But it's got no games!
They have a Link version. With Wind Waker, and Alex was like...
Actually, I wouldn't have even known about it, except you commented that they had a Wind Waker.
Did I tell you about it? Ooh, see, look, I'm up on video games, guys. I'm not that noob.
Well, it's more that...
Hey, give me back my alcohol.
Alex reads news more often than I do, and she's like, "Hey, they have, like, a special bundle Wii U." And I went and looked up the special bundle Wii U. I'm like, "Oh, it's Wind Waker. That's cool."
Yeah, but Tyler was drooling after the Wii U, and I saw that they had a Zelda franchise version, and Tyler's kind of addicted to the Zelda franchise, and I, being the best wife ever, bought him a Wii U.
A console in which you can play this game, Kirby's Adventure.
Really quick, before we segue into the actual topic of this game.
No one wants that.
I know, right? Well, from what I've heard, like, half the people turn off the podcast when we actually start talking about the game, but this is a bonus episode, goddammit.
My brother is half the people who listen to our podcast.
Hey, we've got, like, 3 people, so... He's like a third of the people who listen to our podcast. Actually, we have like 7 people who I think are real people who actually follow our page, so.
Nice!
We have a couple people who I'm pretty sure are not people, but at any rate, the Wii U is the first step towards what I want from all things ever. Where you can be doing
something. Alex, take notes.
Well, okay.
I want to make that a running joke now. But I want to.
See, I want to make "too late, you're married" a running joke. I was so pleased with that. I'm normally not that quick, but it was just like dangling, like, well, Tyler's
like
balls.
Okay, well, I'll be quick since obviously our attention span is short.
You're always
but
quick.
Yes. No, I'm not. You know that firsthand, woman.
Moving on. That's the subjects that aren't getting edited out.
I'm helping.
At any rate, the Wii U is the first step towards what I want to see for all video devices, where you can take stuff from one screen and put it on another. And I read about the actual technology that makes the Wii U gamepad work, and it's just the same technology that a random Wi-Fi router uses. It's the same signal. That means every device ever can switch between screens. We should do this, people.
I find the signal's a little weak, or mostly it doesn't really go through walls very well.
They're talking about putting out a repeater for it, because there's no reason you can't. I read an interview with the lead developer from Broadcom, so it's cool. Anyway, Kirby!
Mm-hmm.
Kirby. Wow, you want to hear a story about Kirby?
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to, but I'll listen.
So originally Kirby was drawn as placeholder art.
Oh, yeah.
That's why he looks so simple. And eventually they just grew attached to him.
Like, but he's adorable.
Exactly. And it was originally for a game like Popo's Magic Star or something. It was definitely Popo something.
Oh, yeah. Didn't they end up making a game series about that? And there was a star and...
Much later.
Okay.
But anyway, they decided to go with this design and decided they needed a new name for him. I think it was John Kirby. I want to say Jack Kirby, but that's someone completely different.
That would be amazing.
Was a lawyer for Nintendo. Universal tried to sue Nintendo saying that Donkey Kong was a ripoff of King Kong.
Which it totally was, in my opinion, but...
But Kirby got them off, so they decided to use his name for a character, and this is the one they assigned it to. Kirby seems like a lawyer, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, he consumes his opponents and their arguments, so...
Again, the original Kirby's Dream Land, he did not consume his enemies. This is the first game to introduce that.
Indeed. It was actually considered a temporary mechanic, but it was so popular that they just implemented it for all future Kirby games.
And now it's kind of his thing, along with Mega Man. I really like the power-ups in this game. A lot of them are redundant. You have, like, two different Spitfires, and fire and electricity aren't that different. But there are a lot of fun, and there are a lot in this game that I didn't realize were so old, like the hammer.
Yeah, the hammer was older than I thought it was.
Judo.
This sounds like an awesome game, but I'm still not sure which one of the Kirby franchise games we're talking about, because I've seen Dream Land and Crystal Shards and the one on the Game Boy that was all pixelated and...
That was Dream Land. You've also seen Dream Land 2 and Dream Land 3 and...
I know you own it. Oh, no, like, go take a look if you want to. We could pause the episode.
I guess that's okay, Kirby's Adventure, but...
Let's point out again that Tyler has the best wife ever. Tyler's wife discovered the 20th anniversary Kirby multi-collection of, like, six Kirby games all in one.
Unlike Chase credit card rewards.
Discover. Discover. Hey, guys, if you need a Discover card. No.
No, it was Chase. I recall this.
No, it wasn't Chase. I haven't spent any of my Chase rewards.
Yes, you have.
I bought...
On your toaster and Kirby.
Okay, well, the short version is Alex got her husband this six-game Kirby 20th Anniversary Dream Pack, because, well, I love him, and he loves Kirby, so.
Also, it's got some bonus things from Return to Dreamland. It's got those challenge rooms, except it's got extra challenge rooms, so.
That's pretty cool. That does seem like a pretty sweet package, although I got all three games on the Wii U for the old Kirby games for $14 when they were on sale.
Yeah, you told me about that. And
Superstar, Dreamland 3, and I think Dream Course.
Superstar is still easily my favorite Kirby game, although Return to Dreamland is pretty amazing. So,
what's the one that's like eight games all at once?
That's Superstar.
Okay.
Yeah, Superstar is amazing. That was my first Kirby game way back when. Possibly. It's still my favorite Kirby game, and having gone back and played Dreamland and stuff. So I played Superstar, and then I played Crystal Shards. I'm like, Crystal Shards isn't a goddamn Kirby game. But then I went back and played all the Dreamland games, and I now realize that Crystal Shards was more similar to those than it was to Superstar. Superstar is kind of the black sheep, and it's good, so it is easily the best. So does that tell you something about the rest of the series?
Yeah, I actually didn't care for this game very much. I was super impressed by all the power-ups, and I think the power-up mechanic is great.
And the game looks beautiful for being on the NES.
Gorgeous, and the save files super impressed me. It's not a super long game, it's like six worlds with four levels each.
Yeah, I feel like it can beat it in under 10 hours pretty easily.
I think I could do it in two, having played it already. Because I did play it again when we thought we were going to do this bonus episode.
Like, goddamn a year ago, and by that I mean like 2 months ago.
But the reason I didn't like this game is I feel it's way too easy. You can just sort of, you get six hits, and when you get hit, you lose your current power-up, but it's not that hard to recover. There are enemies that give you power-ups everywhere. It does have the advantage of there are like 30 different power-ups because of that, but it makes them not very valuable. And I feel like you get enough lives that you can just sort of walk through, because also, most enemies, when you touch them, you kill them. Even though you take damage, they do too. So you can just kind of sleepwalk your way through the game. And I find myself doing that if I play it for more than 20 minutes or so.
So I feel like I'm going to pull a Zach, and I came into this game with expectations where I knew all these things were going to be the case, and I think I enjoyed the game more because I knew it was going to be easy. Like, Kirby games are kind of always easy. I hear people complain that new Kirby games, when they come out, are too easy, and like they're like, Kirby games aren't easy. I'm like, dude, have you played Kirby? They're f***ing easy.
No, that's why I love the new Kirby, the Kirby's Epic Yarn. Because I'm really game retarded. Like, convincing my thumbs to talk to my brain, it's not a good thing. But Kirby's Epic Yarn, like, you really, it doesn't matter if you fall off the edge 80 times. I mean, you don't get a freaking gold medal, but
although
you get
we've gotten
the level.
We've gotten the gold medal on every single level before between us. So.
Yeah, but how many times was I like, A button, oh my god, I'm floating in the little safe bubble.
Okay,
well,
we're ignoring
Tyler does
that.
The hard things.
We're ignoring that, but,
Is Crystal Shards harder than the others? Because I don't remember it being easy.
It's...
I never got all the Crystal Shards, but I was also, like, 10 when I played that, maybe?
It is slightly harder than the other Dreamland games in which you need to collect arbitrary MacGuffins, but it starts out easy. It actually has a difficulty curve, which I find is rare for Kirby games.
Maybe that's my problem. I don't mind that the first two worlds are so easy, but damn, does it get boring after a while? And some of the boss fights are kind of hard, but they just feel like difficulty spikes that aren't really earned.
Say, I really feel like Superstar did this amazingly, because each game is a step up in difficulty, and oh man, Superstar, guys, go play it. It's awesome. It's also on the DS, so, and the Wii U Virtual Console, and...
And the Wii U.
And the Wii U, and also in the Kirby Superstar Collection, also
the
on
Wii.
The Super Nintendo. There's a reason it's everywhere.
It gets around. But it's a good time.
Well, that's because Kirby's round. He just rolls.
Have you seen Kirby? He's such a slut.
Getting me.
Can I say that?
No, yeah, you can say slut. Don't worry.
Okay.
We can link to that old BG Cats Valentine that's Kirby with the...
I want you inside me.
Yeah.
That's not the right noise. We're going to have to edit.
You had it earlier.
It's about the right noise. That sounds
That
good.
Was pretty good.
It's my Kirby noise. Yeah, this episode's going to be full of random noises, because I kind of can't help myself. I was doing the dessert race earlier.
Yeah, I know.
Were you?
I
didn't even notice.
I was
trying to
place it. Yeah, so I find it funny that that's like the quintessential Kirby song, even though they came out of like a mini game on Superstar.
I give it to Gourmet Race. That's always the one I think.
Yeah, Gourmet Race was the minigame on Superstar.
Did I say dessert? I meant gourmet, I think.
Yeah, it's called Gourmet Race.
I meant Butter Building.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's like one of the last levels, isn't it?
It's like level 3. It's like, you would probably recognize it. I can't do it.
It's like a giant tower thing, right?
Yeah.
Butter Building.
Yeah.
That sounds fattening.
That actually sounds a lot like the levels in Super Mario World are named things similar to that.
What's the... How does the Link theme music go?
Speaking of minigames, this game actually has quite a few of them.
Yeah, except they're kind of like built into each of the worlds.
Yeah, you can't just access them anytime. You play them like once per world for extra lives. There's a crane game that's pretty easy where you need to get giant Kirby plushies for extra lives.
There's one where you have to hold out a basket and catch eggs? Is it eggs that you're catching?
You have to catch eggs, but not catch bombs, because then you blow up and the game is over.
Well, how do you get eggs? This sounds totally realistic to me.
At the end of the round, when you catch eggs, Kirby hatches chickens out of his mouth equal to the number of eggs you caught.
Beep, beep, beep.
So you get your eggs by going up to your arch enemy in a wrestling ring, and he just starts throwing eggs and bombs at you, and however many eggs you can eat before you get a bomb is how many you get.
I
just go to the supermarket.
I kind of feel like Dedede has invested too heavily in wrestling arenas, because goddamn everywhere you encounter him is one.
Jeremy, you must have a really boring life if that's how you get eggs.
I get mine by wrestling giant stegosauri, bipedal stegosauri, though.
Anyways.
Although I feel like Rainbow Kirby would be an excellent power.
Rainbow Kirby. There should be... Oh my god.
There
I
is
love...
a Rainbow Kirby.
Is there a Rainbow Kirby?
Yeah, he gets a power paint and he throws a bunch of rainbow-colored paint blobs around the screen.
That's... Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
With the little artsy girl.
Yeah. Well, no. This is Superstar. You can only get it from the Chameleon.
Speaking of weird Kirby's, also Mike Kirby is in this game. I didn't realize it came from this.
Yeah, I didn't. Me neither. This was the first game that it was in. I didn't realize how many powers got reused throughout the series.
And UFO Kirby, which I think is only in this game.
Nuh-uh.
No?
No, it's in Kirby's Epic Yarn, too.
It is.
Okay.
Yep, they do a throwback to it where you transform into a UFO and zap people.
You have to charge your laser.
You do
have to charge your laser by sucking in, like, 3 enemies, and then you have this charged laser, and you zap everything on the screen.
Unfortunately, you don't get to just shoot stars like you do in this game.
No, but it's super exciting anyways.
What other special power? Like stone?
Yeah, stone. Wheel.
A lot of the... Was wheel in this one? Really?
Yeah.
Wow. A lot of the very similar powers, like fireball and fire, get combined in later Kirby games because different movement actions perform the different attacks that you do in this one.
And that is a cool thing. Superstar is the one I attribute this to. But this game, when you have a power-up, you only have one move with it. And later ones, they give you an array.
Oh, Dreamland 3. The art style in that game is amazing. The powers are awesome. You get... Not only do you have an individual power, each partner you team up with affects how the power works.
Yeah, that's my favorite Kirby, I think. I love the fish and shooting light bulbs with the electric power.
Which is necessary to find secrets sometimes. I think that one's probably my second favorite Kirby game, but as I have mentioned, I am a Superstar fanboy, so... I'm a Kirby fanboy. That is the only thing I'm a fanboy for, is Kirby. Also, I guess rational empiricism, but...
Metroid.
Nah, not really a Metroid fanboy. I like Metroid, but I wouldn't... I'm not rabid about Metroid. I'm rabid about Kirby. Kirby man.
Kirby man. Kirby man.
Does whatever his enemies can.
Eats you up, and he sighs.
Because he ate you and then you dies?
Look out. Kirby man. So at the end of this game, you fight DDD. It's, you know, you have evil grand slam and mixed stars you have to suck up and shoot at him. And then you go to space to fight an evil space vampire.
Oh yeah, that's right. You fight the giant alien space worm, right?
It's not even really a worm, I don't think.
No, it's a vampire.
It's like a Star Fox level. You have to dodge stuff by flying up and down, and you have a Star Want Rod that also came from this game.
Also, basically every game after this, you have a random, like, shooting level at the end of the game, and this game established that trope. So
this is to establish DDD isn't actually a bad king. Kirby's just kind of an asshole. So he has to atone by fighting ultimate evil at the end.
Which he does at the end of every game from here on.
Mario should fight ultimate evil some more.
He really ought to, actually. I feel like Bowser is such a commonly trounced nemesis at this point that he really needs something other than Bowser to go fight. Or really, he needs to team up with Bowser so that Bowser can use him as a projectile more.
I was going to say, the Mario and Luigi games do a pretty good job of that.
I haven't played any of them, and I have wanted to since high school, so...
Dream Team is out right now. It's supposed to be really good.
So I've heard.
You get to turn Luigi into a kaiju and fight another kaiju.
That's amazing. Inside Story I've heard good things about, and...
I've heard the main complaint about Dreamland is it's basically Inside Story, except for you're in Luigi's brain.
Is that different from Mario 2 in any way?
Yeah, you can interact with Luigi while in the real world, asleep, to do things.
Oh, that's odd. Sounds awesome, honestly, but sounds odd. The things they do in the Mario RPG... I really wish the Mario RPG franchise got more publicity than it does.
I feel like it does okay.
Oh, probably. It probably appeals to its market fairly well, but I've never bought any, and I feel like I'm the market for these games, so...
You're a cheapskate, though, and Nintendo games tend not to go down in price.
Yeah, well, that's, Oh, God, what is that guy's name? The new head of Nintendo America.
This new one?
Well, on whatever...
Reggie Fiamina?
Yes, that guy.
That idiot?
Yeah, that guy.
If you love Nintendo, we can all agree that Reggie Fiamina needs to be overthrown, right?
Yes. He made a comment recently to the general effect of, well, if you want your games to not go down in price after you make them, make better games.
You're paraphrasing a little bit. That was a knock on Microsoft when they were Xbox One-ing and all the restrictions.
Yes. It was during that time period, so...
And Nintendo needs some marketing, right? They got, like, nothing. There aren't even Wii U commercials on TV like there were for the Wii.
See, I don't actually know how advertising is going for various things, because I don't watch TV.
Neither do I, but I live with people who do.
Okay, fair enough. Say, that's really the only way I ingested commercials is when we were living with Alex's parents. They watched TV, and we were kind of there, I guess?
Yeah, that's still how we get all of our commercials, though, is we go down and my mom's like... Hey, have you seen that commercial with the really cute thing that did the stuff? And I'm like, no.
Like, no, we don't watch stuff, really. I guess Alex watches me play video games while crafting.
We watch Doctor Who.
Yeah, that's the only thing I will just sit
so
and watch.
So excited for the Christmas special.
I'm up to 4 shows I'm watching week to week right now. It's scary.
So I watched Game of Thrones week to week when I caught up to the end of the 3rd season. But that's pretty much it.
Well, and we tried to keep up with Once Upon a Time for a while, but then we failed miserably.
Well, that's only because we were living with your parents, and then we moved out.
Apparently, in the most recent Once Upon a Time, they revealed that Mulan is bisexual.
Mulan?
Yeah, apparently
like
she's
Mulan from the Disney movies?
Yeah, like Disney's Mulan is apparently in the most recent Once Upon a Time, and she's bisexual.
I can see that.
Tangent alert.
So I saw something on Reddit recently where they were doing, you know, the like things they'll do on network television where they'll like advertise, like, look at this upcoming show. They did one while Snow White was standing there talking to someone, and they like circled her crotch and it glowed golden, and it's like, ABC, coming up next.
Did you know that in real life, Snow White and Prince Charming are getting married?
Oh, that's
cool. The actor and the actress are getting married. It's very adorable. I'm rather enamored of it.
Did you know that the doctor's daughter had the doctor's daughter and then married the doctor and then had the doctor's daughter and granddaughter?
No, the doctor's daughter who is also the doctor's granddaughter.
Yeah, I know. I screwed that up.
Why, yes, I did.
She
the did doctor's
kind of
daughter...
loved the series so much she married into it.
Yeah, no, the doctor's daughter married the doctor and had the doctor's daughter who is also the doctor's granddaughter.
Meanwhile, Christopher Eccleston is too busy climbing Everest to give a crap about Doctor Who, so...
What a douche.
I feel like he's doing more important things with his life than any of the actors who have ever been on
Doctor Who. No, but aren't all of the still surviving doctors going to be on this 50th anniversary special, which is also the Christmas special?
There are rumors.
Rumor has it.
They have all commented on it, at the very least. They
Beautiful.
Did an interview.
Did you ever see that, I think it was Linkara who reviewed The Air Zone Solution, which is a movie with, five of the old doctors in it?
I don't think so, but I want to see this.
It's about how air pollution is going to kill everyone.
Actually, I read an article today. The WHO, the World Health Organization, has officially declared air pollution a carcinogen.
Yeah, thank you.
Sorry. Topics.
No, not
My
you.
Bad.
I mean WHO. Goddamn, everything's a carcinogen.
Don't,
we know.
Don't worry. We're already going to have to put the top blurb of this episode. Is this episode is about Kirby?
No, but I mean, they've already individually declared a lot of the components, like small particles, submicron particles, and diesel smoke and nitrous oxide. They've already declared a whole bunch of the individual components
really?
Of air pollution as carcinogens.
Nitrous oxide?
Yeah,
Isn't
I
that
don't.
Laughing
I'm
gas.
Yeah, there's multiple different nitrous oxide. There's like NO and there's NO2 and NO3. Typically,
I was thinking of NO3. Yeah.
We call it NOx because it's all of these different oxides.
That
but
seems...
they've declared certain. Well, the brown cloud. You remember the brown cloud?
Yeah, that's NO2.
Yeah. Well, they've declared some of those different nitrogen oxides to be carcinogens. But what they've done now is they've actually said that air pollution, this whole amalgamation of all of these different chemicals, is a carcinogen.
You hear that, kids? Bad things are bad for you.
See, I'm at a predicament now, because there are two transitions to go with, and I can't decide. Should I go with, so if Kirby ingested some of these carcinogens, what power would he get?
He's Kirby. He's an Eldritch Abomination. He'd get any power he wanted.
Or do I go with the, oh man, now we're going to have Grimers, and they're going to be asexually reproducing everywhere and cover the world.
We would not have Grimers. They would be coughing.
Oh, yeah, that is true. Out of air pollution, we'd have coffins. By someone who hasn't played Pokemon in 10 years.
Hey, I played it more recently than that. I played Platinum.
Didn't she?
She played like halfway through Platinum. I guess that counts.
Dude, I played like 10 hours of Platinum.
That is more than I played of Diamond. So.
Have you gotten X and or Y yet?
I've gotten X. I haven't gotten the chance to start yet, and I am so chomping at the bit.
Say,
despite
Tyler's...
2 days off, I haven't had the chance.
Ed played this weekend, and he's like, this is amazing. So.
Tyler's not allowed to buy it for himself because he's got both his birthday and Christmas coming up, and some of us are required to buy our husband's presents.
You don't actually have to give me anything.
Required!
Okay. Well, I guess
I almost went and got
pressure.
You another present tonight.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, I know what that was. We just discussed that, like, yesterday.
No, we didn't.
We didn't?
Mm-mm.
Oh, well.
I found it online.
I apparently don't know what you're talking about, then.
Anyway, I was very pleased with it.
Kirby is a pretty cool pink blob who eats everything and doesn't afraid of anything, except the things he does afraid of, in which case he usually sticks Meta Knight on it.
Just be sure to get Pokemon X and or Y before January.
Oh, yeah, because you don't get a Torchic if you don't.
Yeah, and the Torchic has the super mega awesome stone of... Super of digivolving your Pokemon.
Okay, so this is not related to Kirby at all, but we were watching the Mega Evolution trailer, and I was like, oh yeah, Charizard X looks freaking amazing, and Alex is like, that's retarded. Charizard
He's
Y!
Got, like, yeah, Charizard X has these like weird little like bridal flames coming out of the corners of his mouth.
X
it's like
blue flame, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like a beard, but instead of coming out of a normal place, a beard come out of it's like corners of his mouth and goes past his ears.
He looks like a traditional Chinese dragon, except still Charizard.
He looks doofy.
You knocked your pop filter out of place.
Don't tell anyone, Alex, including the entire internet, but I agree with you. Everyone else is like, Charizard X, awesome! And I got X, but I prefer Charizard Y.
Right, the three horns? He's a tricorn.
Between between Mewtwo X and Charizard X, I think I prefer those. Also, X changes the types, whereas Y just makes them stronger.
That said, unlike the rest of the internet, I like Mewtwo X way more than Mewtwo Y.
I prefer Mewtwo X as well.
So. I haven't seen them.
Mewtwo X, like, they both look like Frieza. And I always wanted to say Mewtwo X looks like Frieza, and then realized, no way.
I want to catch the guy who caught Mewtwo! Can you do that? Can you just shove humans into Pokeballs?
I don't think so.
Apparently one of the original, I'm going to attribute this to Pokemon Special, but I think this is wrong. But one of the original Pokemon comics was like, oh, Pokemon are the same species! And I'm like, I don't think you understand how genetics works. I don't think whoever came up with that idea knows how genetics work.
Well, the person who came up with the idea was like, catching bugs is awesome, and watching them crawl along the Game Boy trade cable would be awesome. Pokemon!
Everything I've heard about X and Y only increases my anticipation for playing the game. I have only heard good things about it.
Tycho of Penny Arcade giving it a good review just makes me so excited because he is so blasé on Pokemon.
Did he actually review it? I didn't see that.
No, well, in his little blurb, he was like, I don't even like Pokemon, and I can see all the awesome fan service that's awesome in this game.
So that said, Kirby is like Pokemon, except not. It's a video game. See, that was an excellent transition right there.
See, you've probably read one of my ratings columns, so you know I don't really like this game. Tyler, what's your opinion on it?
I rather like this game, but it is not my favorite Kirby game by, like, five or six places. There are, like, five or six other Kirby games I prefer to this one, but it was fun to see, if nothing else. I got to see where a lot of the powers I'm familiar with came from.
Alex?
I'm cutting back 30 seconds to the Mega Evolutions. I'm not sure I like either of the Mewtwo Evolutions as Megas, but I gotta tell you, the Mewtwo Y Mega Evolution reminds me of the blue chick from Star Wars who does the dance for Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah, there's an entire species that looks like that, apparently.
Well, he's got this giant, like, head tail thing that goes down in his crotch.
I definitely see what you're saying when you said that.
Wait, it goes down to what? Yeah, that's why I don't like Mewtwo Y.
And
Mewtwo X looks really military to me. Like, the shoulder pads are Rob Liefeldian, but in
Well, it's kind of like a cat mated with a frog.
So he's like Politoed with cat ears.
He's got giant frog legs. He looks kind of ridiculous. I think I prefer Mewtwo Y, but they both look pretty dumb.
Hear that, Nintendo? The Mewtwo Mega Evolutions look pretty dumb.
Better than Ampharos, who just looks like a glam rocker.
Did Ampharos get a Mega?
Yeah. It looks like a glam rocker.
I don't think I've seen it. I didn't know. I thought only the starters and a couple random other ones did.
Yeah, and Ampharos is one of those random ones.
Okay.
I think you're supposed to drop it in beer first.
No, that was cinnamon schnapps and whipped cream vodka.
I'm so jealous right now.
Well, that's, what was that one thing that we did? Was it called a Hollywood bomb or something?
The Vegas bomb.
Oh, yes, the Vegas bomb.
It's a brandy.
Inside of Red Bull and vodka?
Yeah, it's a shot glass, half full of brandy and half full of peach schnapps in a short, stubby glass, half full of Red Bull, and you drop the shot glass into the Red Bull, and it overflows, and it makes the most amazing beverage ever.
So you have to edit that out, because I don't acknowledge the existence of Red Bull.
No, but
Red Bull and brandy doesn't taste like Red Bull anymore.
Don't believe you. It's not worth the risk.
I'll make you one next time you're over. It's okay.
No, Yugi. He might survive. You can't take that risk.
Oh my god, Yu-Gi-Oh! The Abridged Series. Sorry, segue. Ignore me.
No, it's fine. We have nothing else to talk about. I'm just trying to get this to the 40-minute mark.
Super special, sexy, awesome transformation. Go!
Well, that's exactly what the Mega Evolutions are, so...
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, not gonna lie, I definitely had a crush on Yu-Gi-Oh! When I was a kid.
What, Yugi, or...
No, the tall one, the Pharaoh.
Okay. Yami? Who's not actually Yami, but that's what we call him?
Yep.
Yeah, and I was like, ooh, he's delicious. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's half of Yu-Gi-Oh!'s fan base.
Okay, I was like 15.
Okay, I legitimately thought the Sailor Moon characters were naked when they transformed.
They are!
It's not like I thought that's what they looked like naked. Like, in my mind, I put the rest there. And so it was weird for me going back and watching, this is way tamer than I remember.
And that's what being an adolescent does to you, kids.
Okay, all right,
no, Tyler, you get an awkward confession before we're done.
Okay, awkward confession for Tyler. He's dressing up as Sailor Moon next year for Halloween.
No, well, okay, yes,
Sailor
I am.
Saturn?
No, it's going to be Sailor Moon, except it's...
We're cross-dressing for Halloween. He's going as Amber O'Reilly.
I don't think anyone will get that. I mean, I don't think Chris Sims listens to our podcast, but if you do, I have the biggest man crush on you, Chris Sims, and yes, I've seen you.
I'm going to be Adam O'Neill, and she's going to be Donna the Mutant Ninja
Turtle. Oh, O'Neill, did I say it wrong?
Yeah, you said Amber O'Reilly.
Okay, 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 okay. Let's explain this. Tyler and I have to go to a Halloween party. Weird, we don't have that many friends, but we're going to a Halloween party. And we're dressing up, because that's what you do at a Halloween party. I am going as Donatello of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Tyler.
With boobs.
Oh, yeah, with boobs. All the boobs.
Wait, all the boobs?
All the
Wouldn't
boobs.
That be awkward, like, having 60 boobs just kind of...
Dude, how
that's
many...
one of those weird rituals that only works on Halloween, giving someone all the boobs.
And Tyler, because I'm going as one of the turtles, is going as Amber O'Neill, who is the girl in the tight yellow jumpsuit that they always rescue. We're doing some gender bending, because, well, it's how, April?
April.
April O'Neil.
Amber O'Reilly, April O'Neil, whatever.
She's a sweet late rain slicker.
I haven't watched this show since I was, like, 6.
Me neither, but I remember these things for reasons. Moral of the story is I'm going to have a plunging V-neck, because would we do it any other way?
No, 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 it's pronounced cleavage bearing, not plunging.
So next time on Last Time, cleavage.
Woohoo!